Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Makos, Daf Yud Zayin, the third parak, Elohein Elokin. The Zichud Maseches program has been generously sponsored by Milestone Education as a schus for Hachzakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Shimon argued that one receives Malkos for eating a single prohibited chita, a wheat kernel. Rabbi Bibi quoted Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish as saying that Rabbi Shimon's opinion is specifically for a chita, which he considers a bria, an entire creation, of a bekemach, divrei kol kazais, but regarding ground flour, all agree a kazais is required for malkas. Rabbi Yirmiyah quoted him saying that Rabbi Shimon argues even by flour and does not require any shear for malkas. In the Mishnah, the Chachamim told Rabbi Shimon that one is only liable for eating an ant smaller than a kazais, which is its created form, and Rabbi Shimon replied, Afchita achas kabriyasa, a single wheat kernel is also its created form. This proves he would require a kazais for flour. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Shimon is only responding to the Rabbanan's own reasoning, but he himself would obligate Malkus for a kol shehu flour. This position is supported by a brisa in which Rabbi Shimon says, kol shehu malkus, any minimal amount suffices for incurring Malkus. L'amru kazayis el inyan karbon. They only spoke of requiring a kazayis regarding having to bring a karbon. Point number two, the next Mishnah lists more prohibitions punished with Malkus, beginning with ha'ochel bikurim ad sho'okar alehem, one who eats bikurim before the owner recites the requisite psukim. Rabbi Yochanan says this is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva Stim Ta'a. Rabbi Kiva, the unnamed opinion, so called because anonymous views of Mishnayos were often his. However, the Chachamim hold regarding Bikurim, Hanacha Ma'akevas Behen, placing them before the Mizbech is critical to them. Kriya Ein Ma'akevas Behen, but the recitation of the Psukim is not critical to them, and they can be eaten before the Kriya. The Gemara points out that although Rabbi Yochanan sought to teach that Rabbi Kiva holds Kriya is Ma'akev, Rabbi Shimon holds the same way. A lengthy brisa is quoted in which Rabbi Shimon darshans different phrases of the pasuk prohibiting eating certain items outside Yerushalayim. Each item, which he argues can be derived from the previous one with a kal vachomer, teaches an additional prohibition. The first phrase refers to Bikurim, and since its prohibition outside Yerushalayim can be derived from Maaseh She'ini, it must teach that eating Bikurim before Kriya incurs Malkus. And point number three, at the conclusion of Rabbi Shimon's brisa, Rava marveled that the way they make Rabbi Shimon tailed, everyone's mother giving birth should daven that she should give birth to one like Rabbi Shimon, and if not, she should not give birth. This, despite the fact that every kal vachomer advanced by Rabbi Shimon can be challenged, as Rava proceeds to explain. The Gemara clarifies Rava's declaration. The Gemara wonders how Rabbi Shimon can obligate Malkus on the basis of kal vachomer. V'chima zirim min adin, can we establish a prohibition with Malkus based on a kal vachomer? Even according to the opinion that onshin min adin, we can establish punishment for a known prohibition based on a kal vachomer, he agrees that ein mazirin min adin. Rashi says this refers to Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion from Dav Yedalat Amud Aleph. The Gemara concedes to the question and answers isur ba'alma. Rabbi Shimon uses the kal vachomer to derive a mere prohibition, not with a punishment of Malkus. However, the Gemara proves from our Mishnah that some of the prohibitions mentioned by Rabbi Shimon do receive Malkus, for example, eating Bikurim before Kriya, and will conclude that those are derived from superfluous words in the Pasuk. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Shimon argued that one receives Malkus for eating a single prohibited chita, a wheat kernel. Rabbi Bibi quoted Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish as saying that Rabbi Shimon's opinion is specifically for a chita, which he considers a bria, an entire creation, of a bekemach, divrei kol kazais, but regarding ground flour, all agree a kazais is required for Malkus. Rabbi Yirmiyah quoted him saying that Rabbi Shimon argues even by flour and does not require any shear for Malkus. In the Mishnah, the Chachamim told Rabbi Shimon that one is only liable for eating an ant smaller than a kazais, which is its created form, and Rabbi Shimon replied, Afchita achas kabriyasa, a single wheat kernel is also its created form. This proves he would require a kazais for flour. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Shimon is only responding to the Rabbanan's own reasoning, but he himself would obligate Malkus for a kol shehu flour. This position is supported by a brisa in which Rabbi Shimon says, kol shehu malkus, any minimal amount suffices for incurring Malkus. L'amru kazayis el inyan karbon. They only spoke of requiring a kazayis regarding having to bring a karbon. Point number two, the next Mishnah lists more prohibitions punished with Malkus, beginning with ha'ochel bikurim ad sho'okar alehem, one who eats bikurim before the owner recites the requisite psukim. Rabbi Yochanan says this is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva Stim Ta'a. Rabbi Kiva, the unnamed opinion, so called because anonymous views of Mishnayos were often his. However, the Chachamim hold regarding Bikurim, Hanacha Ma'akevas Behen, placing them before the Mizbech is critical to them. Kriya Ein Ma'akevas Behen, but the recitation of the Psukim is not critical to them, and they can be eaten before the Kriya. The Gemara points out that although Rabbi Yochanan sought to teach that Rabbi Kiva holds Kriya is Ma'akev, Rabbi Shimon holds the same way. A lengthy braisa is quoted in which Rabbi Shimon darshan's different phrases of the pasuk prohibiting eating certain items outside Yerushalayim. Each item, which he argues can be derived from the previous one with the Kal Vachomer, teaches an additional prohibition. The first phrase refers to Bikurim, and since its prohibition outside Yerushalayim can be derived from Maaseh She'ini, it must teach that eating Bikurim before Kriya incurs Malkus. And point number three, at the conclusion of Rabbi Shimon's Braisa, Rava marveled that Duide Imek Rabbi Shimon Teilid, everyone's mother giving birth should daven that she should give birth to one like Rabbi Shimon, Bilo O Teilid, and if not, she should not give birth. This, despite the fact that every Kal Vachomer advanced by Rabbi Shimon can be challenged, as Rava proceeds to explain. The Gemara clarifies Rava's declaration. The Gemara wonders how Rabbi Shimon can obligate Malkus on the basis of Kal Vachomer. V'chi mazirim min hadin, can we establish a prohibition with Malkus based on a Kal Vachomer? Even according to the opinion that onshin min hadin, we can establish punishment for a known prohibition based on a Kal Vachomer, he agrees that ein mazirim min hadin. Rashi says this refers to Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion from Dav Yedalad Amud Aleph. The Gemara concedes to the question and answers Isur Ba'alma. Rabbi Shimon uses the Kal Vachomer to derive a mere prohibition, not with a punishment of Malkus. However, the Gemara proves from our Mishnah that some of the prohibitions mentioned by Rabbi Shimon do receive Malkus, for example, eating Bikurim before Kriya, and will conclude that those are derived from superfluous words in the Pasuk. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yud Zayin, and our standard Siman is a used car. We often use a used car salesman, so here goes. The used car salesman who tried convincing a customer named Shimon that a scratch on the car was less significant than a kol shu of tevel flour, which incurs malchus, and whose policy was the only important thing is putting down the cash, and that reading the contract isn't ma'akev, just like Bikurim, flattered his customer, saying every mother should give birth to a Shimon, even though ain mazirin min adin. Once again, slow motion. The used car salesman, that must be on Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who tried convincing a customer named Shimon that a scratch on the car was less significant than a kol shu of tevel flour, which incurs malchus, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if Rabbi Shimon's malchus for a kol shu was only for a chita, because of bria, or even kemach. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Shimon would obligate malchus for a kol shu of flour. This position is supported by Bryson, which Rabbi Shimon says, kol shu lamakos, any minimal amount suffices for incurring malchus. L'amru kazayis ela inyan karbon. They only spoke of requiring a kazayis regarding having to bring a karbon. So the used car salesman who tried convincing a customer named Shimon that a scratch on the car was less significant than a kol shu of tevel flour, which incurs malchus, and whose policy was the only important thing is putting down the cash, and that reading the contract isn't ma'akev, just like Bikurim, which reminds us, Gemara brings a malchus if kriya is ma'akev for Bikurim. So the used car salesman who tried convincing a customer named Shimon that a scratch on the car was less significant than a kol shu of tevel flour, which incurs malchus, and whose policy was the only important thing is putting down the cash, and that reading the contract isn't ma'akev, just like Bikurim, flattered his customer, saying every mother should give birth to a Shimon, even though ain mazirin min adin, which reminds us that the conclusion of Rabbi Shimon's braisa, Rava marveled, everyone's mother giving birth should daven that she should give birth to one like Rabbi Shimon, and if not, she shouldn't give birth. This, despite the fact that every Kal Vachomer advanced by Rabbi Shimon can be challenged, as Rava proceeds to explain. The Gemara clarifies Rava's declaration. The Gemara wonders how Rabbi Shimon can obligate Malkus on the basis of a Kal Vachomer. V'chi mazirin min adin, can we establish a prohibition with Malkus based on the Kal Vachomer? Even according to the opinion that onshin min adin, we can establish punishment for a known prohibition based on a Kal Vachomer, he agrees that ein mazirin min adin. So once again, the used car salesman who tried convincing a customer named Shimon that a scratch on the car was less significant than a kol shu of tevel flour, which incurs malchus, and whose policy was the only important thing is putting down the cash, and that reading the contract isn't ma'akev, just like Bikurim, flattered his customer, saying every mother should give birth to a Shimon, even though ein mazirin min adin. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. At the bar mitzvah, that must be on Daf Yud Gimel. At the bar mitzvah where the guests received stylized cards, with a list of relatives, one gets Malkus and Kar Isfar, which reminds us, the third pair begins with Elohen Alokin, and these are the ones who receive Malkus. Rashi notes that this is not a complete list. The mission proceeds to list relations with relatives which carry the penalty of Kar Is and teaches that they incur Malkus as well. So at the bar mitzvah, where the guests received stylized cards with a list of relatives one gets malchus and karas for, the bachur bar mitzvah darshan from Kedivah Shaso that if he were to be mechal Shabbos, he would only be chai misa and not malchus as well, which reminds us, Rabbi Shmuel derives that violating any love incurs malchus. There are several exceptions, such as love anita kolase, because the love must be dumya de love de chasima, similar to the prohibition against muzzling a threshing animal. Rabbi Kiva holds chayvi misa is based and cannot also receive malchus, because the pasuk says, so according to his wickedness, teaching mishum risha achas atamachayvo, you can punish him for one wickedness via tamachayvo mishum shtei rishios, but you cannot punish him for two wickednesses for one act. Rabbi Shmuel holds that execution of malchus are misa arichtahi, like one long death. So, at the bar mitzvah, the guests received stylized cards with a list of relatives one gets malchus and karas for. The bachur bar mitzvah darshan from Kedivah Shaso that if he were to be machal Shabbos, he would only be chai misa and not malchus as well. And then wowed the guests by answering the question, what if I was only warned about malchus and not misa? Which reminds us, Rav explains the malchokas differently. If the Edim had warned the transgressor of the misa penalty, all agree that since he's executed, he does not additionally receive malchus. They argue in a case of da'asu begla malchus, where the only warned him that he would receive malchus, so he cannot be executed. Rav Shmuel holds, love shenitin lazaris misa basin, lokin love. One receives malchus even for a prohibition given to warn about the death penalty when the death penalty cannot be carried out. Rabbi Kiva holds love shenitin lazaris misa basin, ain lokin love, because the love was written for the death penalty, because every punishment of basin requires an azara, warning in the Torah, and cannot be used for malchus. Daf Yudal. So the simmer Daf Yudal is a yad, a hand, and we use a juggler for the simmon. So here goes. The wicked juggler. Juggler? That must be on Daf Yudal. Yud. Hand. The wicked juggler who juggled three pink balls with the word sister on them over the heads of three separate karbanas using just one hand, which reminds us, on the previous daf, Rabbi Yitzchak said one does not receive malchus for averos with a karas penalty, which he darshans from the superfluous karas written by his sister. The Gemara ultimately explains what the Rabban hold it teaches, achayva achosa shi achos aviv shi achos imo, to obligate him in three separate karbanas for relations with his sister who is also his father's sister and also his mother's sister. This is possible in the case of Rishia Bar Rishia, a wicked person, son of a wicked person. So the wicked juggler who juggled three pink balls with the word sister on them over the heads of three separate karbanas using just one hand was getting malchus for being tamei and touching kodesh with his other hand, which reminds us the mishnah in the previous daf taught that a tamei person who ate kashim foods receives malchus. Amoraim disagree on the source of the hazara. Rish Lakish says it's from Bekol Kodesh Losiga, she shall not touch any sacred food while she's tamei, which refers to eating. Yochan derives it from a gzer shava of tumasu tumaso from a tamei who went to the mikdash. The Gemara asks the Reish Lakish uses this pasuk for a different prohibition. Tamei shenaga b'kodesh. If a tamei person touched kachim foods, Reish Lakish says he receives malchus based on the pasuk b'kol kodesh losiga, he shall not touch any sacred food. So the wicked juggler who juggled three pink balls with the word sister on them over the heads of three separate karbanas using just one hand was getting malchus for being tamei and touching kodesh with his other hand while eating kachim meat before the zrikas adam, which reminds us, if a tamei person ate kachim meat before the throwing of the carbon's blood on the mizbeach, Reish Lakish says he receives malchus because b'kol kodesh losiga prohibits a tamei from eating kachim whether before or after zrika. Yochan says he does not receive malchus because he derived the azar for eating kachim from a gezer shava, and the pasuk of tumaso is discussed in kachim, which may be eaten by a tahar, meaning after zrika. Daf Tezvav. So the simmer Daf Tezvav relates to Tu B'Shvat, and we use a fruit bowl. So here goes. The tamei man holding the fruit bowl. Fruit bowl. That must be on Daf Tezvav. Tu B'Shvat. Fruit. Fruit bowl. The tamei man holding the fruit bowl, who had been whipped for violating the losase of not entering the mikdash tamei, which is preceded by an ase, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol losase shekadmu ase lo kinolav." Regarding any negative commandment preceded by an ase, one receives malchus for transgressing it. Although one can avoid malchus for a lav hanita ko ase, where the ase was given to correct the violation of the lav, an ase which precedes the lav does not exempt one from malchus. So the tamei man holding the fruit bowl who had been whipped for violating the losase of not entering the mikdash tamei, which is preceded by an ase, presented it to a zanusa whom he had divorced to get her to remarry him to avoid Another Malkus, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches Onus Shigirish, one who violated a Basua, and after marrying her, as required, he divorced her. Then if he's a Yisrael who may remarry her, Maksir Vein Aloka, he remarries her and does not receive Malkus. Since the Asi to marry the Anusa precedes the love to divorce her, he should receive Malkus. Rava eventually answers, Kol Yama Ba'amud V'Hechzer, all his days he is subject to the commandment to arise and remarry her. The Torah's superfluous phrase, not to divorce her, all his days, teaches that if he does divorce her, she cannot remain divorced all his days, and he must remarry her. This asse follows the love. So the tummy man holding the fruit pole, who had been whipped for violating the los asse of not entering the mikdash tame, which is preceded by an asse, presented it to his anusa, whom he had divorced, to get her to remarry him, to void another malchus, not knowing that he would not be loka unless he made it impossible to fulfill the asse of remarrying her, which reminds us, someone quoted a brace regarding a love hanitikla ase with contradictory implications. It said that if the transgressor fulfilled the ase afterwards, he is exempt from malchus, implying that merely failing to fulfill it would incur malchus. Yet it concludes that if he nullified the ase, he receives malchus, implying he only receives malchus if he makes it impossible to fulfill the ase. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan told him to amend his braisa to teach bitulav lo bitulav. If he nullified the ase, he is liable. And if he did not nullify it, he is exempt. Reish Lakish held to amend it the opposite way, kimu v'lo kimu. If he fulfilled it, when ordered by Beis Din, he is exempt. And if he did not fulfill it, he is liable. Daf Tezayin. So the simmer Daf Tezayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The man who heard the acrobat with large toes, that must be on Daf Tezayin. The man who heard the acrobat with large toes make a shavua to do a double flip today and warned him he'll get malchus if he doesn't get around to it, since hasra safik shma hasra, which reminds us the Gemara brings a malchus if hasra safik shma hasra. So the man who heard the acrobat with large toes make a shavua to do a double flip today and warned him he'll get malchus if he doesn't get around to it, since hasra safik shma hasra, didn't notice another acrobat grab a mother bird from its young and kill it, nullifying the ase, which reminds us Rabbi Yochanan says that alav nitak la'ase, where one can practically receive malchus because he holds bitul v'lo bitul, meaning one only receives malchus for alav nitak la'ase if he nullifies the possibility to fulfill the ase, is in the case of a shuach ha'kain by killing the mother bird. So the man who heard the acrobat with large toes make a shavua to do a double flip today and warned him he'll get malchus if he doesn't get around to it, since hasra safik shma hasra, didn't notice another acrobat grab a mother bird from his young and kill it, nullifying the ase, while his partner intentionally ate a hornet in midair, flying above six whips, which reminds the Gemara brings the number of malchus one receives for eating various creeping creatures. Eating an ant incurs five sets, two for the general prohibitions and three more for the land shares prohibitions. Eating a hornet incurs six sets because of the additional prohibition of sheretz ha'ov, a creeping thing which flies. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff to be malchus if bitulo or kimo v'lokimo, where according to one opinion, an onus would not be loke unless he made it impossible to fulfill the ase of remarrying the woman he violated. That's on Daf Tezvav. Good number two, which stuff do we discuss if Rabbi Shimon's malchus for a kolshu is only for a chita because of bria or even kemach? That's on Daf Yidzayin. Good number three, which stuff do you have three opinions regarding killing a rotzeach who left the ir miklat? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good number four. Which of the one the Rava said that every mother should give birth to Rabbi Shimon, despite the challenge put forth that ain mazirin min adin? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good number five. Which Daf to be malchokas of hasra safik shma hasra? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good number six. Which Daf do we discuss what the din is in a case where Adim only warned a person about malchus, but not that they would be chayv mises based in? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good number seven. Which stuff to discuss the number of malchus for eating various creeping creatures, and one who ate a hornet would be chayv six sets of malchus? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good number eight. Which stuff to malchus if kriya is ma'akev for bikurim? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good number nine. Which stuff to know that the three separate kabbanos are brought for one who is with his sister, who is also his father's sister and his mother's sister? That's on Daf Yadad. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you know the Kohen Gadol's mother would provide food and clothing to those exiled so they shouldn't daven that her son should die? That's on Daf Yadav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.